Please help me welcome Hopkins Junior High and Wynn Ensemble to the stage.
All right, good afternoon, Hopkins Wynn Ensemble. This is Dr. Danielle Gaudry. I'd like to welcome you to the festival and wish you luck. Okay, very nice opening. Try not to come in too heavy here at 21, where everyone, or almost everyone, is playing. Try to keep it still kind of contained. Can you give us more of a difference in style? You know, as the melody is a little bit more insistent, it's a little bit darker, and that you, I heard you take a breath together before that opening, and I can see that you've spent time talking about and rehearsing how you're going to enter there, the beginning of the second movement. Can you do more with the shape of this phrase? Horns? Can you let it go somewhere? Yeah, I kind of like this tempo a little bit better. It's a little more lively. I like how you pass the melody from one section to another here, like leading into 25. I thought that was very tasteful and very well done. Yeah, probably a good idea to let the horns have a short break there and let, you know, someone else take over the color and the texture at that point. That works. So now horns, again, can you do more with this melody? Can you give it more shape? Can you give it more direction? Can it feel like there's an arrival point? Yeah, really nice release after that Fermata, and a really nice pickup into 53. Listen for the horn. Yeah, nice effect there. Yeah, good 6/8 feel here. So always be careful with who has the melody and make sure you can hear them above everything else. If you don't have the melody, you have to make sure that you're supporting the melody so that you're playing underneath the melody. So that sounds, I mean, it sounds like Three Airs from Gloucester to me, of course. You're doing very nice things here. I wonder if you could do this movement slightly faster. Not that your tempo is bad. Nice job. But even just like a hair faster, I think would give it a little bit of a sprightly character. And I don't know. I mean, I think at the end, I don't know if it needs a retardando there. I mean, you've done a really nice job of following your director and of doing all the things that are asked of you. So that's, you're to be congratulated for that. But I think you could approach this particular piece with a little more playful nature. I think one of your strengths, for sure, is the fact that you have a lot of control. You control your sound and your tone and your dynamics, and you have a lot of control over many things. And I think sometimes it's okay to let loose just a little bit. And I think this is the kind of piece, especially this last movement, if you could give it a little bit more playful character, I think you would... you would still be very appropriate in terms of the style for this movement. But I think it might be fun to try that out. So maybe one of these days where you're not working towards a performance, give it a shot. Okay, so okay, for the opening flute and clarinet, you really have to match the vibraphone. The vibes cannot adjust, but you can. This is a tricky opening because it's soft and it's exposed and it's very slow. So this is tough for sure. Euphonium? Yeah, do more with this. Kind of give it a little bit more gas. Make sure you're listening across the ensemble. So listening to the vibraphone, who's very solid on the quarter notes. Can you be more consistent with these dotted A 16ths that are on beat 4? Because we heard it first in the woodwinds, now we're hearing it in the trombones. So I think you need to be a bit more consistent across the board with how you're performing that rhythm. Yeah, wait as long as you can on the dotted eighth and let the 16th be the last thing of the measure. So I would shape it like the eighth note that comes before the dotted eighth. Da-dee-da-dum. That should be part of... So the end of three should be part of what comes after into B4. Nice job, clarinet. I like how you're building the intensity here. D da da. Can you be more, a little bit more precise and a bit more insistent with that rhythm? Really nice building the tension. Job with that spot. My one suggestion is when you hit the note at 46, that instead of just holding it, that you're letting it lead you to the release at 48. So that note has direction. Nicely done, flute player. Make sure when you all get to 54, you're already listening for the vibes to match the intonation there. Lean into those crunchy notes. Yeah. Clarinets at 62 to the end. Dee-da, dee-da. Like, lean into those, because that's what causes the tension and the release. And I think those last two measures, that's very challenging, as the clarinets have to decrescendo to nothing, and so does the timpani. Timpani, I would encourage you to be hitting the timpani and lifting out the sound as opposed to hitting it with the intent of, like, hitting the head into the timpani. Think of when you strike the head, you're lifting the sound out. I think that will help you get a bit more resonance there. Really nicely done. There's some tough moments here. And I think really the big challenge for you will be to kind of just take a look at the intonation and just kind of line up and match up some of those spots. But you did a really nice job of building to that strong moment at 48. And some really nice sensitive playing in the rest of the piece. Great job navigating these changing meters. Don't let the tempo slow down here. Really find your groove in the 7/8. Mm-hmm. Between the 7/8 and the 4/4, make sure the percussion that you find your groove. Nice job, soloist. Make sure percussion and flute that you're lining up, you're listening to each other. Good job, percussion. Nice subito piano. bring out that trumpet line a little bit more? Nice job, trombones. That's what trombone players live for, isn't it? Biting. Yeah. Make sure those spots, like at 185, are locked in with each other. What a strong closer. You put a lot of work into this piece, that's obvious. And I think you've done a wonderful job with the technical aspect of it, because, you know, you are playing all of these notes and rhythms fantastically. You're doing a great job on the articulations. I think, for me, this the element that I would encourage you to work on with this piece is kind of the groove aspect of it, and how the parts lock into each other. Because I think you're all doing a nice job of playing your part, and you're really excelling at that. But now I think it's time to listen to the other parts. So you know, who does your part fit with? What's the other part that it should be fitting into? How do those things lock in? How do those things fit together? And how does that create an ensemble sound groove idea, all of that? So that's what I would encourage you to think about, and I hope you get a chance to play with this again, to play this piece again. I think, you know, that's the really great thing with music, is that you can do it one way and then you can kind of change your perspective and approach it a completely different way, and so I would encourage you to think about that with this, the groove and the kind of the locking in, fitting in. How does this create a larger composite effect? So, listen, congratulations for your hard work and your attention to detail. It's such a pleasure to hear you play and to recognize all of the wonderful work that you've done in preparation for this performance today. Congratulations on a very fine performance. Thank you.